Few broadcast programs have stuck around longer than WKAR's The Radio Reader. In fact, Radio Reader has been on the air almost as long as radio. Since its inception in the early days of WKAR, Radio Reader has touched the lives of countless millions. That's right, millions. Radio Reader was one of the first nationally syndicated programs on the fledgling National Public Radio Network of the early 1970s. But all good things come to an end. AM 870 host Dick Estelle will retire from his half-century run with the show after this week's conclusion of John Grisham's novel, Rogue Lawyer. Back in 2014, Dick celebrated his 50 years of Radio Reader in a Current State interview with Mark Bayshore. Here's an excerpt from that conversation as Dick Estelle reflects on the personal significance of his show.
Well, the Radio Reader has meant to me, has given me an opportunity to read books. And I've taken advantage of that opportunity. And that's what the program is all about. The program actually started back in the very early 30s. And the manager of the station, Bob Coleman, at that time started the program. It was the Reading Circle, I believe, and was 15 minutes long.
Okay.
But the same thing. He would read from a book. And then it expanded to a half hour. And when Bob Coleman retired, then Larry Freimeyer, who became manager, was the next Radio Reader. So actually, I inherited the program from the two previous managers of the station.
Whoever was manager was the Radio Reader.
That was it.
Okay.
And it hasn't changed since then. But the situation was that as manager, I became the Radio Reader. And in the beginning, it was a program only for WKAR. As time went on, some other stations heard the program and asked if they could receive it. So again, we went back to the tapes, and we would send tapes, bicycle tapes they were called, because we'd send a tape to station X, and when they played it, then they'd send it on to station Y and so forth. And little by little, it became a national program.
Hmm.
Then with the satellite coming in, it offered us so much more opportunity.
How proud were you of the fact that you were national?
Well, very proud.
Yeah.
I was one of the originators of National Public Radio. As I said, it was called just educational radio in the beginning, and then National Public Radio. And I served as the chairman of the board of directors for a while. And I was, as I said, was very proud of that, and still am today, because National Public Radio has become a major source of national and international news around the nation.